Hello, is this Ray?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ray, this is Charlie. You told me to call you around this time?
Hold on. Don't go away. Hold on. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep. I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we talked yesterday. You told me to call you today. We were talking about the website and the Google business listing and then also to the Google ads.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I did do a little bit of research on your company. So I know you wanted to target just like heating and cooling, correct?
Right.
Well, the thing that you have here is all home appliance repair.
That's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
So, this is the thing. I used to do appliance repair. I still do. Okay. But I don't want to do only the old customers. I would, I'm going to do
the appliance repair for?
Appliance repair, yes.
Okay.
So from people who want to strictly advertise as heated air conditioner, what do you suggest I do?
Well, I'm guessing you have your license for the air conditioner, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would do, if I were you, and what we could help you do is we can help you change all home appliance repair. We can help you change the name on Google to the name that you have for your business website where it says heating repair in San Jose, California, correct?
Right.
.com. So we could do heating repair in San Jose. The thing that kind of like is just questionable for me, the website you have here, it says all home appliance repair on here as well. And then it has like stuff for like appliances, but also too, it does have like the heating and air conditioning as well.
Right.
I know.
I hate that.
Yeah, and I know we talk like you don't want the appliance, so like when we build the new website, we won't have the appliance on there. We will just have like heating and the heating and cooling aspect of it, so
right,
the air conditioning and then the heating. But I do want to make sure that we have the right name for you. And I want to make sure that, it goes with what you want. So I don't want to just put a name out there. I want you to be able to be happy with it too, you know.
What about
just
abbreviated, like, all home, A-R, all home appliance
repair by A-R?
That's fine. A.R? You know what I mean? Just the first letter of the
You're just abbreviated, yeah. So home repair, A.R. We could put that.
Uh-huh. Okay, now that you mentioned all the specs there, mm-hmm. What about the other website there? Is that active? I mean, I don't even know, man.
It is active, yeah. I see it.
It is active?
Yes, sir.
So, what do I do there?
I mean, are you paying for it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm being honest with you, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your transparency. What we'll do is we'll take this website off of the Google Business Profile and we'll build you a brand new website.
That's why, I mean, The other guy, remember I told you, issue that I've been talking to, right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Right. Okay. I don't know if you remember that I mentioned that there was other company, they approached me the same way as you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But and then after that, you know, one, then another, second month, and, you know, and then third month, and hey, what's going on? You know, I'm like, I don't get any business, what's going on? Well, there's another website, this and that, you have to do this. You know, I don't know a damn thing about websites.
Right.
You know, how can you help me with this? Well, you have to do it. Oh, shit, no. You know what? Get out of here. Get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're not going to come out with that same way, saying, you know what? Now that you know that there, it's there, that I want to be honest with you, that I don't know what's going on. Can you get rid of it and just put the other one in, you know, so it won't be any problems? I don't know if there's any problems or not, but, you know.
Yeah, so the thing right now is it's just like what you're telling me is you don't want to do any appliance repairs, but you're being shown for appliance repairs, even your website showing appliance repair, right? It's like all home appliance repair. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that you're only showing up for heating and cooling. So if you want to do service calls for heating and cooling, cool. If you want to do insulation for heating and cooling, awesome.
Yes. Yes.
We could do duct work for you. We could, if you want to do duct cleaning, we could do duct cleaning as well.
We did it for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
So we want to make sure that everything is congruent, right? So everything says the same thing. As of right now, what you're telling me and what is being projected on the internet is two different things. So it's not running correctly for you, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to make it run correctly for you.
Okay, that's fine. Someone know.
Okay. Now, last time we talked, we did talk about the Google Ads. So it was going to be the $449 month to month. We are going to build the website, which is just a one-time payment for the $299. So the first month is $748, but then it's $449 month to month after that. Okay?
Okay. Question.
Sure.
When is it going to start running?
So you, there's two of them. Yeah.
How does it work? Okay.
Okay. So your website will be built within 7 to 14 days. Okay? The Google advertisements will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. The Google map section where you're going to populate in the map, that takes a little while. That takes around 30 to 45 days to get to the first page. That's to make sure you're populating on the first page with all the services you provide. That also will have your website linked in there. So that's a little bit of a process for you. Now, how it works is anybody that searches for heating and cooling or any of the services that you want to provide for heating and cooling, you would be programmed at that time of search on the first page so people can just click to call you directly. You're not paying per click, per job, per lead. You're not giving a percentage of your closes to us or anything like that. It's just a flat rate for the $449. So if you get 10 installs or 100 installs, you're only paying the $449. It does not move.
Assuming,
okay?
I will do that assuming that I get there, okay?
Right.
That I'm visible, okay? If you're not visible, you won't get a damn thing.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't mind trying. It's okay. You look, you know, you sound okay, you know.
Right.
But, you know, but you know, it's a little bit different than the other company. I hope it is.
Yeah.
It, you know, at the end of the road, I hope, you know, that everything, you know, works out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's,
and that's why it's a month to month. So we're not going to lock you into like a long-term contract. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because, like I said, we want to make sure that everything is correct with Google just for the business profile and getting you to the first page. With the advertisements, we do allocate an extra $100 to that. So you do get a $400 budget for there. That's at the top of the map section. So you'll be above the map section with that. We also do a custom tracking system for you. So you get to see each and every month how this is working for you. You'll have a login page, so a username and password. and you'll be able to see how many clicks, calls you're getting through Google. Also, too, you'll be able to access your website straight through there. And then you get to see how well your campaign is running as well. If you want to target specific cities and zip codes, we can do that also and put you in front of people within like a 100-mile radius if you would like.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So let's get it started and then, I don't know, what's the next step?
So next step is I'm going to get everything started here. I'm just going to ask you for the business information, making sure everything's correct with the Google Business Profile. Then I'm going to make sure I already have all the services that you provide with the heating and cooling. I will take the payment for the $748, and then I'm going to send you everything while I'm on the phone with you in writing with your receipt and everything like that. After you receive that, I'm going to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. I would book that as soon as possible. I would do it tomorrow if you have the availability. They're going to ask you if you have any pictures or logos or colors that you want for your website. So that way they can build that out for you, and that way you can have that done within 7 to 14 days as well, okay?
Okay.
So where would you like, where are you operating out of right now for your business? What's the address?
It's 1630.
Uh-huh.
Tierra Buena Drive.
Tierra Buena Drive.
Tierra Buena, yes.
T-I-E-R-R-A-B-U-E-N-A. Buena Drive.
Buena Drive. Got it. Okay. And then the zip code is the 95121.
Yes,
okay. And then for your customers and for us to contact you, is the 408-910-1278 okay?
Well, that's my cell phone.
Okay, so what would you like for your business phone number to populate at?
Okay, there's two numbers, 408-223-9430.
Okay.
And the other one is 408-281-1929.
Okay. So you can only have one number on Google. So do you want the 223 or? Okay,
yes,
perfect.
First one.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
That's fine. Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Give me one sec here. Okay. And what was the address again? It was Tierra Buena Drive, but what was the numbers?
1630.
1630, Tierra Buena.
1630, Tierra Buena Drive.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to build one for you?
No, I don't have one. I don't have one.
Okay. I'm going to let my tech team know that we're going to build one for you.
Okay, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. And then, Ray, is your first name Ray, or is it Raymond?
Ramon, R-A-M-O-N. Corona.
Ramon, R-A-M-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And then your last name?
Corona.
Your last name is Morona?
Corona, like the beer.
Oh, Corona.
Uh-huh.
And that's C-O-R-R-A?
C-O-R. O-N-A.
Gotcha. And then what's a good email address for you?
It's allhomeappliancerepair@gmail.com.
Okay. Appliance. @gmail. Perfect. Okay.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Don't hang up.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, I have all that for him.
Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Awesome. Okay, so I have everything set for you. Like I said, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to see what you want to do to secure this listing. I'm going to set a security question to you because we never sell or share any of your information, but we do want to make sure we're always talking to you. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification so that way I can send that over to you in writing. It's an added form of protection for you for the pricing that we have on here. And then I'm going to send you your invoice and then your receipts for everything. And I'm going to book an onboarding call with you, hopefully tomorrow, so my tech team can start building that stuff out for you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what would you like to secure the listing with? Is it going to be a business credit card or is it going to be a debit card?
Debit card.
Okay. And on the debit card, is it just your first and last name, Ramon Corona?
Give me a second.
No problem.
It's a business debit. It's
okay.
All home appliance. It's all home appliance. Ramon Ruiz. Actually, my last name is Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. Corona Ruiz. That's what I use.
Ruiz. So R-U-I-Z is your last name?
Yes.
Okay.
But I always use my first... My first last name and my second.
Oh, you have two?
Yes, I have two last names that I use.
Oh, okay. Okay. So which one would you like me to put here? Would you like me to put Ruiz or would you like me to put Corona?
Corona Ruiz, both.
Okay, that's what's on the card?
Yes. Well, on the card is Ruiz.
Okay. And then on just like your personal info right here for us, I'll put Corona and then I'll put dash, like I'll hyphen it, and then I'll put Ruiz, okay?
Yes, correct, yes.
Corona-Ruiz. Okay. And then give me one sec here. I'll make sure I got... What was that?
I'm here. I'm waiting to get into the customers and business right now. I mean, residents. So how much more do you think we're going to be here? Or?
It won't be much longer. Like I said, I'm just going to do your billing here, and then I'm going to send everything over to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, so for the billing address, it's the same billing address that you gave me earlier. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, debit, American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4815-8810-0814
Mm-hmm.
6847
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0426
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
480
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question. Like I said, you have three. You can pick one out of three. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born.
City you were born? Okay, and what's that?
Tecate.
Tecate. How do you spell that?
Beer? Tecate beer? T-E-C-A-T-E.
Tecate. Is that a real city, or is that just a beer?
That's the beer in the city.
That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. And my last name, what was it? Corona? Like the beer, Corona?
Corona, like the beer. Yeah, you're right. All right, perfect. Okay, so I have that set up. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read you a voice verification really quickly, and then I'm just going to book the onboarding call with you. Once that's done and the process goes through, the transaction goes through for the 748, it will send everything over to you in writing as well, okay? But I'm going to read this voice verification for you first, okay?
I thought you were going to do the 290 or something after 7 days or 14 days, like that.
No. Yeah, so the $299 is when that's for us to build the website. So when you buy the website, that'll be done within 7 to 14 days. Like the website will be built out for you at that point. So
okay.
All right. So let me read this off to you. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your business, please state the name of your business.
All Home Appliance Repairs.
Perfect. I thought we changed it to,
AR.
AR, yeah. We changed it to the AR. All Home. Yeah, All Home AR, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
The owner.
And then your name?
Ramon Corona Ruiz.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And then you are authorized on this billing of this account, correct? You are an authorized user? Okay. Yes. Ramon, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You'll be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's Tecate, okay?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So for your initial term and account setup, we'll be charged today, which is March 6th, in the non-refundable amount of the $748. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th in the amount of just $449. This is a recurring payment. Now you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I'll email that over to you, that number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. So once the transaction process, it is going to send everything over to you in an email and text. What's a good time for my tech team to reach out to you tomorrow?
Tomorrow in the afternoon, because I have to do the installs in the morning.
Okay, you want to do 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
See. How about 2 instead?
Two is fine. You want to do later? I could do 3.
3 is fine. Yeah, perfect. 3 is fine. 3 is perfect.
Okay. I'm going to send you a couple emails, and then I'm also going to send you a Google Calendar email as well to the email that we have on file. That way you can have that for your records.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. So once the transaction goes through, I'll give you – are you going to be available in the next 30 minutes? I know you had a customer's house.
Yes. I'm just going to get in here, see what's going on, and then I'll be available, yes.
Okay, I'll give you a ring in the next 30 minutes. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team, and then that way you can get in there, and then I can have you send over some text message to you while you're in there as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, no problem. I'll talk to you right now, Ray.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.